They were athletes and scholars, practical jokers, sailors and singers with tales to tell. We called them by their nicknames, reveled in their exploits, followed in their footsteps, and mourned when they fell. Now on the rain-slick streets of Boston and across the Cape Cod Sea, over the din of Washington's halls and down the halls of history, their passionate words can still be heard, their highest ideals, a clarion call. These three American brothers, inspiring the best in us all.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. Let every nation know that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win. If we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal.
Robert Francis Kennedy. All great questions must be raised by great voices, and the greatest voice is the voice of the people, speaking out in prose or painting or poetry or music, speaking out in homes and halls, streets and farms, courts and cafes. Let that voice speak, and the stillness you hear will be the gratitude of mankind. Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. What we need in the United States is not division, not hatred, not violence or lawlessness, but love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. Let us dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world.
Edward Moore Kennedy. It is the glory and the greatness of our tradition to speak for those who have no voice, to remember those who are forgotten, to respond to the frustrations and fulfill the aspirations of all Americans seeking a better life and a better land. Circumstances may change, but the work of compassion must continue. A fair prosperity and a just society are within our vision and our grasp. The more our feelings diverge, the more deeply felt they are, the greater is our obligation to grant the sincerity and essential decency of our fellow citizens on the other side. I hope for an America where we can all contend freely and vigorously, but where we will treasure and guard those standards of civility which alone make this nation safe for both democracy and diversity. Since I was a boy, I have known the joy of sailing the waters off Cape Cod. And for all my years in public life, I have believed that America must sail toward the shores of liberty and justice for all. There is no end to that journey, only the next great voyage. We know the future will outlast all of us, but I believe that all of us will live on in the future we make. Thank you.
The sea changes, and the light changes, and ships change. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, we are going back from whence we came. Jack, 1917 to 1963.
Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. Bobby, 1925 to 1968.
There were hard hours on our journey, and often we sailed against the wind. But always, we kept our rudder true. Ted, 1932 to 2009.
They are sailing now. Their voices on the wind. So much left undone. So much yet to learn. As generation on generation, we follow in their wake and take our turn. These are their words, resounding through time, deeply felt and powerfully said. The legacy of three American brothers. For our own journey ahead.
Yes, we are all Americans. This is what we do. We reach the moon. We scale the heights. I know it. I've seen it. I've lived it. And we can do it again. If we set our compass true, we will reach our destination. The work begins anew. The hope rises again. And the dream lives on.